So this is episode 9 of the AntarcticCast, and in this episode I'll talk a bit about the journey. So the journey started in England. We took from Cambridge a van to Heathrow Airport, which is not far but takes a long time, so like about 2 hours. And then in Heathrow, normal airplane connection to Cape Town, you go through security. You wait a bit, because you don't want to be in a short margin for such important flight. Flew overnight to Cape Town, arrive in the morning, collect our bags. There were a lot of bags we collected. And then from there, we wait. So in Basque, there's a famous expression that's hurry up to wait later. Which is kind of true, because the weather controls everything, like controls the narrative. And in our case, our flight was scheduled to go to Troll Station, which is a Norwegian station, on the 1st. We end up doing that on the 5th. So in the meantime, we basically wait in the hotel and went around and hiked and explored Cape Town, because that's basically the only thing you can do. Which I'm not complaining, it was great to have working days in... It's quite of a big, beautiful city. A lot of nature and hikes to do. And then on the 4th, because it's a day by day decision, we discovered that we're gonna actually fly on the 5th, so we did. And the experience, it's quite different from anything else I'd done before. I mean, at the end of the day, you're also sitting in a plane and flying, but first we had a private jet, which is a Falcon, I think A7. From Dassault, which is a very luxurious plane for scientists, or for anyone basically. It's a pretty beautiful private jet with 3 engines. And the flight was 5 hours 20 minutes. And after you pass 60 degrees south latitude, then you start seeing a lot of icebergs, which is beautiful. There was a bit of cloud between, let's say, 65 and 70 degrees south. And our destination was at 72 degrees south in the Troll Station. And there it was not sure if we would camp one night or multiple nights, depending on the weather to fly to Halle. Because it could be that the weather to fly to Troll was open, but not for the second leg. By chance it was open as well, so we just, less than half an hour after, we went down from the private jet. Just moved the bags across to the other plane, which in this case was a Butler. It's a 1940s design. I think it was a Russian plane before, and it was redesigned, but like refactored or like renovated from White Desert, which is a commercial company that operates in Antarctica for tourism mostly. And then we flew over with the Butler to Halle. It's a lot of a mix of time zones, because Cape Town is +2 GMT. I know Troll, but it doesn't matter because we stayed like half an hour. And then Halle is -3, so we went back 5 hours. So now in Halle it's almost 10, so it's 9:48. But in Cape Town, maybe 2 in the morning time, if I'm not wrong. Almost 3 in the morning, right? Yeah, almost 3. So, yeah, your brain's a bit confused. It's a bright 24 hours per day. It will be bright 24 hours per day the whole season. So my next sunset will be when I fly back to Cape Town. And forecasted, if the weather doesn't mess up, I think 10th of February, or 8th of February, something like that. And my first impressions from Antarctica, well, really beautiful ice shelves on the way when you fly, and the icebergs, they look quite small, but you know you're at 11,000 meter altitude, so, or 40,000 feet if you prefer hearing in feet. So seeing that you're so high and you still can see those things, it's quite impressive. And also the mountains nearby Troll Station. Like Halle is rather flat, but Troll have a lot of mountains nearby where
also the Charles satellite tracking station is, which is also used for Galileo, where I worked before. And Inhala is a bit featureless, but it's really beautiful. Like, everything is shining. We have a glass or sunglasses which are certified for very strong sun and light, because here is really bright all the time, and the sun reflects everywhere, so it makes a lot of sense to have those. It was a bit of wind when we land in Troll, so though the temperature was not that cold, let's say around minus 5, it was rather chilly, so I had on a down jacket, a windproof jacket, a base layer, a t-shirt, then also for the pants, a base layer and windproof, waterproof pants. So the plane was extremely hot, and the boots, which are also I think rated for minus 30 or something like that. So the plane was burning, but you go outside and it's chilly. The reason why we went first to Troll Station is because they have a blue ice runway. So the plane, the jet from Dassault, it doesn't land on skis, rather on wheels. And then having this compacted ice runway was, it's the only solution for this type of plane to land. That's why we didn't make the trip directly. And yeah, it was a pretty cool experience. And so today is day one of the season. The season will be 2 months and maybe 1 or 2 weeks, depending on weather. I'm pretty excited for a lot of next episodes and a lot of stories to share and more first impressions. I will not be living in the Iconic modules, which was kind of forecasted. The forecasted is that we would live in a building called the Drury, which is also not the case. So at the end we're going to live in kind of a caboose, which is a ship container, which is refactor for living. So it's rather 4 beds. We are 3 people living, but there are 4 beds. There's a kitchen table, which is in our case kind of useless. It's more used when the ship container is used for a field season or for a polar traverse. And for that, I recommend the episode from the Antarctic Sun called the Polar Traverse, which explains what a polar traverse is. And so it's small, but I'm used to small places. The room I was living before in Munich, it was really small, it was 5 meters square, and I lived quite well for 1.5 years. So I'm pretty confident that 2 months in a shared and compact space will be no issue for me. And yeah, very excited, and the moment is quite warm, though some days ago it was even minus 20 at Halle, but now it's close to zero. So without further ado, thanks again for listening, and tune in for the next episodes, because I think now things are getting pretty interesting. Yeah, see you in the next one.